started his life, and did okay. He graduated from Stevenson High School in Decatur, well, in Stone Mountain. But the two up under him, one has this very lackadaisical attitude, carefree attitude about life, and it has gotten him to the point where he now wants to graduate with his peers, and that's not going to happen for him. So now he's frustrated, but he has a good personality. He has a wonderful personality, so he's going to get the help. You know that, you know, he knows how to say the right things. He needs to be a politician. He knows how to say the right things, but the one right behind him is just like me. He don't know when to shut up, and he don't believe fat meat greasy, you know. And he's very smart, but he has a very strong personality. And we just moved here in October, and he's been suspended from school 8 times already. Yeah. And a lot of that has been because he's just being who he is. He hasn't cut class. He hasn't done any drugs. He hasn't, and I'm one of those parents that's real about my kids. Now, the truth be told, I could stomp a hole in this boy because, you know, I tell him all the time, you need to learn when to shut up. You know, you can't always have your way. But at the same time, if you're telling kids, you have a right to not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, why are you suspending him? Because he didn't. Yeah. Yeah. On the flip side of that now, Myrick just is wrong because this is my problem with him. I asked him, I said, are you still in ROTC? Yes, sir. I said, okay, well, who the dummy? Because how you gonna, you know, the ROTC is, you know, it's a military-based program. I mean, you know, you're gonna fight for something, but you can't respect it. I said, I don't understand that. I said, but at the same time, I don't understand you being suspended because you did not stand. They kicked him off ROTC. I'd understood that. Even if they had reprimanded him within ROTC, I'd have understood that. But they suspended him because he did not stand. And they were told, you have a right not to stand. I know I'm tired of that. And I think the caliber of blacks that are moving into the city of Roswell now, they're going to fight for change. We are going to fight for change. It's going to happen. Because you got a lot of older whites that have been in positions of power for so long in this city. And even those that are no longer in position are still very influential, and they're fading off the scene. And as that happens, the blacks now are going to effect change. It's going to happen. I believe that. I see it happening already.
Is there something you want to say just for future generations of Roswellians?
Yes. I want to say to the young black boys, there's a big world out there, and you need that high school diploma. You need that. You need that college degree. But whatever you do, stay in school. Whatever you do, don't let them label you as special ed.